Hello, everybody. Welcome to WinHack Online Windows 10 Fall Creators Update. My name is Paul Reed.
Hi, everyone. My name is Carl Froelich, and I'm a senior PM in the Windows and Devices group.
I am with Carl for the ADK, HLK, EWDK, and WDK update sessions. Carl, I know we have some updates to share with partners, some things that are common across all the kits, and then we'll dive into specific kits. First, what is new in all the kits?
Paul, I'm glad you asked. Across the board, all kits now support the ARM64 platform. The ADK provides assessment and deployment services for ARM64, as well as containing the ARM64 WinPE environment. The HLK fully supports testing ARM64 platforms using the proxy client, and the WDK supports ARM64 for native driver development.
Those are great updates. Now, what are the specific updates for the WDK?
Actually, yes, Paul, there are. The WDK now works fully with Visual Studio 2017. It had been our hope to land that for the Creators update last spring, but we weren't able to. This put our partners in a very awkward position because the SDK did move to VS 2017. Now they had to use VS 2017 for app development and VS 2015 for driver development. I'm pleased to say this is now fixed, and we are all VS 2017 all up. We will no longer support VS 2015. In addition, VS 2017 version 15.4, which releases with the WDK, will contain the ARM64 compiler. The previous move from VS 2013 to VS 2015 was very painful due to the large amount of churn. This is a much more incremental release, and projects which built in VS 2015 should migrate very easily to VS 2017. And of course, the WDK still supports universal drivers, which are becoming a big thing.
They are. What does the WDK do to support DCHU drivers?
DCHU drivers, that is, declarative, componentized, HSA, and universal, are the individual components which make up what we call a universal driver. As the C, componentized, and the H, HSA, portion has been covered elsewhere, I'm going to focus on the D, declarative, and U, universal. When drivers are created in the WDK with the target platform set to universal, the WDK will pull in only the universal standard libraries and headers. This will be the set of DDIs, which are considered universal. In this mode, the WDK will run the D and the U checks as a part of building the driver. If a driver builds cleanly, then it is DCHU compliant. It is a universal driver. This works both in the WDK and the Enterprise WDK.
You mentioned the Enterprise WDK. What is the Enterprise WDK?
I'm glad you asked me about that. We love the Enterprise WDK, or the EWDK as we call it. Our friends in Visual Studio have created a special build SKU of VS, which, when combined with the headers, libs, and tools from the SDK and WDK, will create a full command line build environment. We bundle this into an ISO file, which can be downloaded and mounted. Once the ISO is mounted, you just run a batch file and you'll have a full command line automatable build environment. By running msbuild, which is well documented, you can build all architectures and flavors of drivers, in addition to running static driver verifier, or SDV, and so on. The EWDK is fully excopiable in its setup. There is no installation. It can even be run from a file share. This can be pulled up into a version control system and redistributed without having to perform individual desktop installations. This does not come with an IDE, so developers are free to use whichever code editor they like the best. You could use Emacs or Vi or even just Notepad if you wish. This is great for enterprises which need to have a build lab. Would you like to see a demo?
I'd like that. I bet our partners would too.
Great. I will demo to you building my sample Toastmon driver in both the WDK and the EWDK. Okay, Paul, what I have here is I have Visual Studio, which I ran up in administrator mode. I'm going to load my project. And we're going to wait while it loads. I am going to build a debug variant of this for x64. And so we see if I just go down and rebuild my solution, we get all of the normal build spewage. And it compiles, and it links, and it signs, and it validates, and we are done. And if I look at the output, I can see that, yes, it is, in fact, a universal driver. Now I'm going to do the same thing with the EWDK. I've downloaded an ISO file, and I'm going to run it up in administrator mode. And what I'm going to do is navigate to my project. And I've made a batch file that contains my MS build command. So let's take a look at that. And what we see is we have an MS build with a /p, setting the configuration property equal to debug, and setting the platform property equal to x64. Now, if I run this, then we see we get the same kind of build output that we got in the IDE. And again, we're compiling and linking and signing and validating, checking the INF, and bingo, and we're done. We have the same thing. We see that it was, in fact, a universal driver. Right here. Now, one of the other things to call out here, Paul, is that even though I have the WDK and the EWDK installed on this machine, these are completely sandboxed from each other. There is no crossover between the two, with the exception of the project. MS Build is well documented, and if you search for Enterprise WDK, you will find documentation for some of the more basic operations, such as running static driver verifier, and so on.
That was an awesome demo, Carl. Thanks for sharing. Well, that is all the time we have today. Thank you for watching this session. Please fill out the survey that is located in the description section below. And happy coding.